Matt Sullivan here to remind you to stop putting screens on your gutters. Better to schedule a free estimate with the local experts at Gutter Helmet so you stay off the ladder. Visit gutterhelmetindy.com. With Gutter Helmet, you'll never clean your gutters again. gutterhelmetindy.com.
You're listening to the Hammer and Nigel Show.
Dateline, Lawrence County, Indiana. I believe that's south of Bloomington. An Indiana woman facing narcotics charges after she called 911 to report purchasing an inferior batch of meth and said she wanted to file charges against her drug dealer.
Isn't that just the worst? You work hard all week, you save your money, you buy, you know, local meth because you're trying to help the economy, you buy local, and you get a bad batch.
You buy local. Sarah Harris, 34 years old, of Bedford, Indiana. Is Bedford home of Damon Bailey? Is this the same?
Bedford? North Lawrence, yeah.
Okay, is this the same area? Twice dialed the police emergency number to declare that her meth was not what it was supposed to be and it left her feeling as if she was having a heart attack. She said she snorted a line of the meth and felt, quote, something different when it touched her skin and nostrils.
So to be clear here, she called 911 twice, not because she thought she was having a medical condition, but she was dissatisfied with the meth that she bought.
And she wanted to file charges against her drug dealer. This woman had noted that she and a friend had, quote, smoked a bowl of normal meth before they eventually obtained the abnormal meth that led her to call 911.
Now, this may be a dumb guy question because I have never done meth. Are there levels? Like with beer, you know, there's Miller and there's Miller Lite. Like with meth, is there normal meth and then extreme meth?
I have no idea. I've never been around meth. I've never seen it, but it must, you know, booze and weed ain't got nothing on meth, apparently, because people just shovel that crap in their systems and they don't stop until they're dead.
A weed lab doesn't make your trailer explode. The more you know, yeah. Rainbow. Put that on a public service announcement.
Yeah, I don't ever want to be around it. I've been around, let's see, the hardest drug I've ever been around was a little bit of the China, a little bit of the booger sugar.
Gotcha.
The Coke. Offered it, never did it, no thank you. In fact, I remember when the first time I was offered it, the guy's like, "Do you party?" I go, "Yeah, I like to party.
I'm having a good time."
No. Do you party?
And he's like nodding his head to you.
I've got my red solo cup of Miller Lite draft. I'm like, "Yeah, I'm having a good time. This is a good party."
Like, even the hookers are rolling their eyes at this point. God, can we just get out of here? This guy doesn't know what we're talking about.
Oh, and then he showed me the little bag. I'm like, "Oh, no, thanks."
Oh, cocaine. You guys are talking about cocaine.
You guys are talking about coke? No, I don't party then. No, no, never.
Allison, you work on the Home and Garden Show every weekend. At any point, has the conversation of how to protect your house from your meth lab exploding come up?
Not yet.
This Saturday, that's your assignment. Well, I want you to get it in the conversation somehow. It's like, you know, we were talking about this on the Hammer and Nigel show. Let's say you got a meth lab.
Sure.
What's the best way to make sure it's not going to blow up my house?
And then ask Denny Smith if he's ever partied.
I'll start with that, actually.
Start with that. Hey, Denny, have you ever partied?
Why, yes, I've built my own helicopter before.